Okay, Rabosai, the last daf in Maseches Eiruvin, daf Kuf Hey. Kuf Hey, as we learn together the last few lines of this amazing Masechta, one of the Maseches Ani, as we started off a couple of months ago, Eiruvin, Nida, and Yevamis, as the Zohar says, that when Klai Yisrael are being Osek in Maseches Ani, Ani v'rochev ala chamor, Mashiach is described as, when we're Osek, and these are the three Masechtas, then Mashiach by the Shem will come, Eiruvin, Nida, and Yevamis, Klai Yisrael has been Oskim in this Masechta over the past couple of months. It should be a schus for all of us to merit a speedy geula. So let's first finish up before we look ahead to the next Masechta. Okay, Gemara. We are on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis at the Gemara. Just one makar I wanted to read from yesterday, and that is the Mishnah had told us that if there is a sheretz that is stuck in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a machlokas what to do, whether to delay, to try to look for a kli that is not makabel tumah in order to take it out, or no, just a Kohen can quickly take off his belt and use that to transport the sheretz, and in that way he would not become tummy either, because the kli becomes rishon, to avni becomes a rishon, and that's not matami the kohen. So I mentioned that there is one of the achronim say maybe this is dafka the avni because of the sheet of the Rambam. It is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, the last Rambam Ravid in Hilchas Kelayim. It also appears in Sefer Avoda, but I'll read it to you from Hilchas Kelayim. The Rambam says, Koam shalav shu bigde kahuna, shalo b'sha'as avoda. Kohanim that wear bigde kahuna, not during the avoda. Afilu b'migdash, even if they're wearing it in the Beis HaMikdash, but they're not wearing it during the avoda, lokin, they get malchus. Mipnei ha'avnet, shehu kelayim, because of the belt, which is made out of shatnez, and it's only allowed to be worn when they are doing the avoda. V'lo hutru bo ella b'shas avoda, shehi mitzvah saseh, kemo hatzitzis. And that is the only time that it is mutter. So even just walking around the Beis HaMikdash, if they're not about the avoda, they have to take it off right away, right afterwards. So that is the Rambam. The Ravid there takes issue with the Rambam. The Ravid says, Amar Ram Tabazet, Shrey Amr Biyoma, B'mikdash Afilu Shlobashas Avoda Mutter. Number one, if they're in the Mikdash, then there's no Malkus, right? Even if they're not doing the Avoda. Umay Dekamar Nami, Mipnei Ha'avne Chusho Kelayim, Otu Choshen Ve'efod Mi Lespu Kelayim. The Choshen and the Efod also had Kelayim in it. What about that one? Why is it only the Avnet? So one has to answer with the Rambam, how is the Avnet different than the other two? Maybe the Avnet is more of a Beged, and there is Hana'as Levisha, Masha'in came by the other Begadim. If you look in the right, in the Radvaz here, he quotes the problems of the Ravid, and says, V'yesh l'tareids, the Avnet haya mirukam, tsemer v'rach haya, aval choshen v'efod arugim hayu, v'efshar shayu kashim v'enam kelayim. Number one, as I said, they were hard. The Choshen and the Efod were hard. They didn't give any Hana'as Levisha, which is what's needed for Kelayim. Mashenki the Avnei did. V'yod Yesh Lomar. And also, Dilagabe Kohen Gadol, Dichsiv Beyumina Mikdash Lo Yetze, Huter Kelayim Lagabe. Aval Kohen Hedyo Lo Huter Lo B'shas Avoda. Mr. Ravid, says the Radvaz, don't ask me kashas from the Choshen and the Efod. Don't compare Big Day Kohen Gadol to Big Day Kohen Hedyot. There could be a major difference. And even if you want to say the Rambam Sheet is about the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, talking about the Avnet, the Choshen and the Ephod, you're right, but that's Kohen Gadol. And Kohen Gadol might have different rules. We've spoken about that a little bit months ago, and that is, it seems like there is something special and unique about the Big Day Kohen Gadol. But after Yom Kippur, V'hinicham Sham, it requires Geniza, the Big Day of the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. It has to be put into Sheamus. Masha'enki, the Begadim of the Kohanim, they were used to burn for the Simchas Beit HaShoeva. So you see, it did not have Kedusha. There was something inherent about the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol more than the Kohen Hedyot. And says the Radvaz, that's the secret to answer this Rambam against the attacks of the Ravid. That's the second answer. Number one, maybe there's Hanas Levisha only by the Ephod, only by the Avni. Number two, maybe there's a difference between the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. And then the Radvaz says, V'yef shalachalik l'das Rabbeinu, dafka shal Kohen Gadol. Similar Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, but a different answer based on that same distinction. The second answer was, Kelayim is mutter for Kohen Gadol and not for a Kohen Hetyot. And the third answer is, V'yesh al-Khalik, the Dasar Beinu, Dafka Shal Kohen Gadol, Bein L'Shares, Bein Shalo L'Shares, Pater, Lefi, Shefi, Shekal, Shah, Sheyirtze, Hayah Oved. The Kohen Gadol, every moment, can be considered b'shas avoda. Third answer, this answer is fundamentally there's no difference between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hadyot. The issue is it's only mutar b'shas avoda. But the Kohen Gadol is constantly b'shas avoda. Right? He can't be metavi for his krovim, b'chulu. Avo big day Kohen Hadyot. Three beautiful answers that the Radvaz gives to answer up the question of the Ravid on the Rambam. But why did we use this? We used this possibly, one of the Achronim said, that's why the Mishnah says that the Avnate should be used in order to transport the Sheretz out and not the other Begadim, because he has to take off the Avnate anyway. Because once he's not doing the Avoda, it's Kilayim. So let him take off the Avnate and in that way transfer the Sheretz out of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Now we're up to the Mishnah. Oh, one other Ara, but actually I can mention this later, but I'll mention it now also. And that is, all these halachas of the Sheretz being found in the Beis HaMikdash, did these halachas apply Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh without a Beis HaMikdash. What happens if Ha'im asked the Chashukei Chemed, Halachas Unuheges Kam Bizman Hazeh? Shabavoroseinu, Beis HaMikdash Adayin B'Churbano, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What happens if there is a Chayal, if there is an Ish Bitachon that's near the Makam HaMikdash, Letzorah Pikuach Nefesh, he's defending, he's making sure that nobody comes to endanger any other Jew, and he sees a dead Sheretz on Shabbos. What does he do? Right, or if it's not on Shabbos, you can take it out. But is there ha'im mitzvah alav lahotzio misham b'Shabbos, o shema aser ki umuksa? That's the shaila. So yes, he quotes the Rambam in Ilchos Beis HaBechira in Vav Tezayin, famous Rambam, that the kedusha of Harabayis, the kedusha of Makam HaMikdash is forever. Even though there is a discussion about the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but the kedusha of Yerushalayim is kedusha rishona. But because that's totally on the Shechina. And once the Shechina rested its presence on that place, so then that's it forever. As the Mishnah says in Megillah, they are Bikdusha even in their desolate state. So you might say it says the same halachas as Mikdash and you have to remove it. But, says the Chashukei Chemed, interesting issue, does the principle of Ein Shvus B'Migdash apply if there's no Migdash? We've said that there are some Achronim, the Kesef Mishnah and others, that suggest that Ein Shvus B'Migdash is related to Kohanim Zrizimheim. And therefore, maybe, Bizman Hazeh, there are a Kohanim being Oskim in the Avoda on Makam HaMikdash, so the principle of Ein Shvus B'Migdash shouldn't apply. And there should be Shvus in Makam HaMikdash. Or should we say, because originally, when this halacha was instated, was started, then there were Kohanim, and there was a principle of Ein Shvus B'Migdash, so then that principle stays forever. That's his suffix. Yesh lis tapek, im mutter, bezman hazeh, lavar al shvus, kdeh lahotzi hasheretz. Tohayim makam lomar, bezman hazeh, in a klal, shein Ein Shvus B'Migdash, v'chulu. I'm nearer, but at the end, he says the second approach. The mistaver to lo pluk chazal bein zman lezman. The kivan shechazal he tiru bimeforash lo hotzi sheretz b'shabbos mei hamikdash because chazal matred it v'tama heter shayach gamayom ki gamayom asul tama yas makam hamikdash haheter nishar lamrot she'ain sham kohanim zrizim. That is his suggestion. Okay, so that is related to Bizman Hazeh. Let's see what we could get into now. Says the Gemara on Kuv Dalet Amid Veis. Amar of Tevi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel comes up with a tremendous chiddush. Shmuel says, Hamach, what's we're talking about, bringing items into the Mikdash, and we're going to relate our Mishnah to Shmuel Shita. What does the Shmuel say? Hamach is Tamei Sheretz LaMikdash. If somebody brings something that is Tamei Sheretz, something that is a Rishon. We know the first parak in Maseches Kalim list off all of the levels of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and all the items that are Tomei. What's an Avi Avosa Tumma? What's an Avatumma? What is different levels of Avatumma v'chulu? So a Sheretz is an Avatumma. What, something that touches a Sheretz is a Rishon, is Tomei Sheretz. So Shmuel says, if somebody brings a Kli, let's say, that became Tomei from a Sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash Chayiv, that is an Isser D'Oraisa, of bringing something Tomei into the Beis HaMikdash. That's an Isser D'Oraisa. Sheretz Atzma Pater. Ironically, if someone would bring the Sheretz itself in, Pater, that is Shmuel's din. My taima, Tomei Sheretz is allowed and is not allowed, and the Sheretz itself is allowed. Right? You could say this is an example of Yafek Koach HaBen Mikoach HaAv. which is the lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos, when it talks about something that was heated by the sun cannot be used to cook something on Shabbos, but the sun itself can be used to cook. Because they told us Shemesh is Aser Midrabanan. So that's an example of Yafik Kolacha Ben Mikolachav. Right, the secondary element is greater. So here's another example. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole mimer where he puts all the examples of this in Shas together. So that's what Shmuel says. If you bring a sheretz into the Mikdash, you're Pater. If you bring something Tami sheretz into the Mikdash, you're Chayev. Why? My Taima. Amar Kratz, based on a pasuk. Mizachara nekevat teshalechu. Who has to be sent out of the Mikdash? A male to a female. Misheyesh lo tara b'mikvah. Meaning, what if people have in common with each other? They can become tahar in a mikvah if they became tameh. Yatsa sheretz in lotara. And a sheretz can never become tahar. Right? If a sheretz totally dries out, it's not called a sheretz anymore. It's not that it's a sheretz and now it's not mitami anymore. It's not a sheretz anymore. But a person can become tahar in a mikvah. So that's the drasha of Shmuel. Only items that could become tahar can have the iser of being tamei in the Beis HaMikdash and the chiyuv to be being sent out. That's the din of Shmuel. There's a discussion of the Rashi's girsa here. When Shmuel says you're chayev for bringing a kli that became tamei sheretz into the mikdash, our girsa of Rashi is that you're chayev chatas if you did it b'shokeg and you're chayev kares if you did it b'mezen. Wow, the Vilna Gaon cannot believe that. The Vilna Gaon said it's Mefurish against the Rashi on Chumash. So the Vilna Gaon assumes it is a Ta'o Sofer, and it should be Malkus Alzdono. Should be that you get Malkus, but not, you're not Chayef Kares, unless a person himself goes in when they are Tameh. Okay, this is Shmuel's Din. Bring a Sheretz in, Pater. Bring a Tameh Sheretz in Chayef. So, Lema Messiah, let's try to prove whether Shmuel is right or not. Let's try to bring a proof to him. Mizachar, from the following brisa. Mizachar, anekeva teshalechu, prat likli cheres, div Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Atana, Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, a kli cheres is excluded from this din also. So, maybe this is a raya. Just like kli cheres, so too sheres. What's the common denominator? My time, olami, should the less like tar benikva. So why would kli cheres be excluded? It must be the same reason that Shmuel said about a sheres. That a kli cheres, as we know, cannot become tar. Right? A kli cheres, once it becomes tameh, right? Shina or earthenware, it cannot become tar. It's finished. Emo tar b'mikvah. So this is a riot to Shmuel. So the Gemara says, lo, no, maybe there's a different reason for a kli cheres being excluded. A reason that does not parallel to Shmuel, and therefore it would not be a raya. What's another reason why cheres might be excluded? Lo, misha nase av hatuma. Items, only items that could become an av hatuma, those are the ones that have the iser being brought into the mikdash and the chiyuv to be taken out, even when they're not an av hatuma. But if it's an item that could become av hatuma, then no matter what tuma they are, they have a chiyuv to be taken out. That's what's included. Like people, a person could become an av hatuma if a person touches a dead body. A person becomes an av hatuma. Yotza. Klicheres sheino notse anasa avatuma. Excludes a klicheres. A klicheres cannot become an avatuma. Why can't a klicheres become an avatuma? Rashi explains that there are only two ways that a kli can become an avatuma. Number one is what we call tumas medrash. If a zav or a zava, right, anyone who creates tumas medrash, psukim in Sefer Vayikra, as we know, we mentioned many times, one of the exceptions to the rule of tuma being transferred down, tumas medrash, the chiddush of the Torah is, if a zav or a zava sit on something that is normally sat on, a chair, a couch, a cushion, a bench. So then that item becomes an av hatuma. Doesn't go down a level. It's an av hatuma, just like the zav is an av hatuma, so too the bench. The mishkav azav is an av hatuma. And we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik, how does that work conceptually? Because there is no transference of tuma. In that type case of tumas medrash, there's no mitame and mitame, but rather all the zav does is magdir. When the zav sits on a chair, that chair is not now called a mishkav hazav or a medrash hazav. Once that's true, the Torah says it's tame. Just like a sheretz, we're talking about a sheretz. Who says a sheretz is tame? What makes a sheretz tame? Nothing. Just being a sheretz. That's the din Torah. So too, when it comes to our case here by Tumas Medrash, once it's called a Medrash Hazav or a Mishkav Hazav, so then Memela, it automatically becomes Tameh. So a Kli Cheres can never have that, Right? Because the klicheres, you don't make chairs out of klicheres. You don't have a klicheres that becomes a mishkaver or a medrash azov. So that's option number one, how a klicheres might have been able to become an avatuma, and it can't. Number one. Number two, also Rashi quotes from Psukim that klicheres is excluded from touching of a dead body. If a klicheres touches a dead body, it does not become tame. As we know, a klicheres is only metabe when something hangs inside of it. Mitocho. But migabo not. And if a klicheres touches a dead body, it does not become an avatoma. So that's why klicheres is excluded from this halacha, and from the halacha being sent out of the Beis HaMikdash, if it becomes tame, because it does not become, it cannot become an av ha-tumah. So, no raya to Shmuel. Fine. Next. Lema ketanoim. But maybe this issue is a machlokas tanoim. Maybe Shmuel's issue is a machlokas based on the first half of our Mishnah. Then we're going to reject it and try the second half of our Mishnah. But first, the first half. Lema kitanoi sheretz shenim sa b'migdash. A sheretz has found in the migdash. Kohen motzio behem yano shalashal satatuma. A kohen takes it out with his avni, with his belt. Not to delay tuma. Do it quickly. Div Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'tzeves. Rabbi Yehuda says, take it out with the tongs. Shal eitz motzio, where that's pshute kliets, which is not makabel tuma. Shal rabo says a tuma. Fine. So my lab akam ivlegi. What's this machlokas about? Whether speed, whether time is a factor. Demand to Omer shal ol shahos. So maybe it's about Shmuel's issue. According to the opinion that says, don't delay. Use the belt. Don't try to look around for anything else. It's very serious. Get it out as soon as possible. Kesavar, he holds. Hamach n'sheres l'mik. He holds that the sheretz is included in the chiyuv of getting it out of the mikdash, meaning against Shmuel. Maybe the first opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, is against Shmuel. Uman da amr shal rabo. So according to the one that says, no, go, wait a little bit, it's okay. Go find pshute kli eitz, the cheetah of Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Shmuel's like him. Kesavra machal sheretz, the mikdash pater. So maybe Shmuel's din is really dependent on the machlokas tanam and our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no, you're not forced to say that. The kuli amachayv, it could be that both tanam are against Shmuel. Meaning Shmuel has no basis from our Mishnah. The hachabakim iflagi, and the machlokas and the Mishnah is a separate din, as we formulated it already. Mar savar shihuye tuma adif. One opinion says that, no, delaying tuma is better than being marbet tuma. Umar savar fushi tuma adif. They both agree you gotta get rid of it. But still, there's an opinion out there that says, better not to expand tuma if you don't have to. Right? What's that machlokas? That shihuye tuma, fushi tuma, interesting machlokas. Maybe how you look at tuma in general. Is tuma something active that's chal, or it's just a lack of tahara? That might be connected to whether we want to be mefish tuma, or we want to get rid of tuma as quickly as possible. Okay, either way, that's the first suggestion. Is Shmuel like one of the tanaim in the reish of our Mishnah? No. So we'll try the second half. Ella, three lines from the bottom. Kahani tanoi. Titznan, our Mishnah says, Veichad Mosino, so where do we take the tuma, the sheretz, out from on Shabbos? So we have the machlokas. The Tanakhama said, from the Heichal, from the Ulam, and even between, we're going west to east. Right, Heichal, Ulam, space between Ulam and Mizbeach. That's the first opinion. The second opinion says, keep going east. Go past the Mizbeach, the entire Azara. Go into the 11 Amos that the Kohanim could go into, and then the 11 Amos that the Yisraelim could go into, all the way to the door. The eastern door where Shaar Nikanor is. That whole area. If anywhere in that Azara you find the Sheretz, you could take it out on Shabbos. So, what's that machlokas about? Why would they argue? So, L'chora, everybody agrees what the levels of Kedusha are, as we know in the first paragraph of Maseches Kelim, we lift off all the Asara Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael, going from Eretz Yisrael all the way to Kodesh Kadashim. So, my labaka miflagi, demanda amar me Azara lo, according to the one who says, you cannot take it out of the Azara. Rav Shimon ben Nanas, the Tanakama, why is he so emphatic that only from here and not from outside? Kasavra, machla sheras, lemikdash pater, because he has a more makel shita regarding if you bring it into the mikdash, you're pater. And that's why it's in the Azara, leave it there. It's not so pressured to remove it, because if you brought it in your putter from more inside, from the heichal and the ulam, you got to take it out. Why? Rashi says on the last line, "Demishim kavod shchina lo ha'amidu chachamim devrayim." You're right. Only it's only in the Sidur Rabbanan, meaning we're saying that the Rishim Menanas is in line with Shmuel Shita. Ice, why do you have to take it out? Why are you allowed to take it out at all on Shabbos? Because if it's inside this kavod shchina, and Chazal said you better take it out. But when it's more outside, you leave it there. Umanda amar de mikula azara, and according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that no, you're allowed to take it out from the entire azara, ksavar chayiv, maybe yolz your chayiv for bringing a sheretz in. So again, maybe Shmuel is tali on the machlokas tanaim, and again the Gemara says no. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, vishnei amikra dechadar. Rabbi Yochanan says no, really. Again, everybody could agree against Shmuel that if you bring a sheretz in, you're chayiv. But this is a detailed machlokas in our situation about getting items out of the Beis HaMikdash and the Heichal. And it's based on a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, in the last sefer in Tanakh, in Divrei HaYamim Beis, where the pasuk describes when Chizkiyahu HaMelech became king, and he was trying to remove all of the Avodah Zarah of his father, that his father had put into the Beis HaMikdash. So, Vayavo HaKohanim, Lepnima Beis Hashem L'taher, the Kohanim came inside to the Beis Hashem to be Metara, to purify it. Vayotzi was called Atuma, Asher Matzu Beheichal Hashem. They brought out all of the Tuma. L'chatzar Beis Hashem, they brought it out to the Chatzar. Vayakablu, once the Kohanim brought it out there, then the Levium took over. Vayakablu HaLevium L'hotzi L'nachal Kidron Chutza. The Levium took it out to Nachal Kidron further out. So it's interesting. The Kohanim took it out to the Chatzar, and then the Levium took over. Why was this? So Mar Savar. So that's what it says over there by the Tum in the time of Chizkiyahu. The question is, how does that relate to us? So Mar Savar, Reb Shimon ben Anas, who limits it and says, if you find it in the Azara, you gotta leave it. You only allowed it on the more Kadosh areas. Mar Savar, mi de ishtini ba Azara b'Levium. See, you see in the pasuk that the Azara already has a different halacha. You see the Kohanim switch. For whatever reason, the Kohanim gave it to the Levium then. So you see there was a switch, so it must be the Azara has a different halachic status. Tuma b'Azara leka. So therefore, Tuma in the Azara is not as much of a problem, and you gotta leave it there when it's there on Shabbos. That's Rosh Benanas. Umar Savar, Bekiva says no. Ad Hecha, really, there's no such fundamental difference. Ad Hecha, delo efshe, b'Levium, afki Kohanim. The Levium are not allowed to go closer in. That's why you have to use the Kohanim earlier. Hasha de'efshe b'levim, salom matami Kohanim. But would rather not have Kohanim become Tamei on a practical level, as we'll get back to Hashem in a minute. So that's why you switch to the Levium, but don't think there's something fundamentally different about these areas, and therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, even if you find the sheretz in the Azara on Shabbos, one is allowed to take it out. Period. Stop there for a moment. So what Tumah are we talking about here? Pashtus is, as Rashi says, we're talking about Tum of Avodah Zarah. Right, that's what his father, Achav, had put in. Rashi says in the third line, Vayotziu atuma Avodah Zarah, v'tikrovo seha, shein matama ba'ola. We learned in a Mishnah in Perek Rabbi Akiva, in Maseches Shabbos, that Avodah Zarah is also matami ba'ohel. What's matami ba'ohel? On a Doraisa level, Mase is matami ba'ohel, Tzara'as, Bais Hamenuk is Matame Ba'oel. Those are the two on a Daraisa level. On a Darabana level, Avodah Zarah, possibly, is Matame Ba'ohel. So that's what they were trying to get rid of here. That's Rashi. The question on that Rashi is, 1 minute. What are we talking about here? There's a special hetter for the Kohanim to do it and to give it to the Levium. Are the Kohanim Muzhar in any type of Tumah other than Tumas Mace? Pashtus, no. There's no issue for a Kohen to become Tamei Sheretz, or Tamei Avodah Zarah, or any other type of Tumah. So what's Rashi talking about? But it's not only Rashi. It's the other Rishonim too, the Pashtus of those Psukim. If we look in the Rishonim in Divrei HaYamim there, the Pashtus is that it is Tumas Avodah Zarah. So some Achronim want to say, oh, it must be wrong. It must be that it is Tumas Mace. It must be Tumas Mace in those Psukim. It doesn't sound that way. If you look in Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, you see from here. See from here. Nira Be'inai Mikan Muchach. Ksas to Kohanim Musarim Shalola his Tamei b'Tumas Avodah Zarah Ulaya Tam Yishad Iskish L'Meis. A Tumas Avodah Zarah is compared to Tumas Meis, and therefore it must be that this Rashi and this Gemara is a Raya, that it must be that they're against Tumas Meis also. How else can you get out of this? If you don't want to say it's Tumas Meis, and you don't want to say Kohanim are totally Muzhar forever, so how else can you get out of it? So in the Birei Adaf they quote that maybe this is only Bizman HaMikdash. What do you mean? Shebizman abayis, af al pishin koin loka al shartumos, even though koanim are not loka, there's no isser for a koin to become tamei, but it's a good idea for him not to become tamei, because he has to be muchan la avoda. Yesh mikiva chutzarach li yasmucha lavoda tamid v'lechol kachim tadir. People are going to give him karbanas. People are going to give him truma. He has to be tar. So it's not an iser from Parshas Emor, but it is a good advice, an eitzah tova for them to not become tamei, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. It's not talking about the iser. Right? Parshas, this is against the Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Call Yisrael musharim lios taharim b'chol regel mipnei shem nechonim likanis l'mikdash." Every Jew has to be zahir on yontif to be able to be tar, because they're going to go into the base of mikdash. V'le'echol kachim, and to eat kachim. And the Rambam continues, but what about the rest of the year? V'chein mutur la'adam liga b'chol atumos ulis tamebohen. The rest of the year, a person can touch the tumah. There's nothing wrong with that. Halachically, shari hizir akasav is b'nei aharon ve'es hanazir mehis tamei b'meis. Mechlal shekol ha'amutarin. Visha'af kohanim v'nezirim mutarim lehis tamei b'shar tumos chutz v'tamei meis. Says b'feirish. He's not mechalik between bizman beis ha'migdash, shlo bizman beis ha'migdash. But this is an important Rashi, but we don't blame it on Rashi. It's the pashas of the Rishonim on that pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that the Kohanim seem to, at least Bizman Mikdash, that makes the most sense. Bizman Mikdash is just good advice for them not to become Tamei, because they're always involved in Tahar items, in Kachim and Shuma, Vechulu. But either way, back to our Gemara. The Gemara says that there's no Raya to Shmuel from our Mishnah. Both opinions very well might argue on him and hold that there is an iser, and if somebody's machris a sheretz to mikdash, that is chayiv. Period. We continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, quoting the Tosefta in Kalim, once we're talking about going into the Beis HaMikdash for certain needs, so we continue. Hakol nechnasa meheichal. Anyone, if somebody is needed, is allowed to go into the heichal. Liv knows if you need to, if you have a carpenter to fix something, lasakein, ulahotzi as a tumah, or to take out the tumah. Anybody could go in. Anybody could go in. Otherwise, you're not allowed to go in for no reason. There's an isadaraisa to go in, what's called bia reikonis. You're not allowed to go into the base of mikdash for no reason. No reason, you're not allowed to do that. Only for a certain reason. Even kohanim, going in for no reason, are not allowed to. This is a discussion, the Rambam. You're not allowed to go in, for sure, inappropriately, but even just stop to walk in and walk out. That's a discussion, whether that's an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbana, just to walk in and walk out. But the Rambam has in Hilchos B'yas Mikdash, and the Ramban doesn't like this, but the Rambam says in Hilchos B'yas Mikdash, he has all the Yisurim. You're not allowed to Kohen Shikar, is not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash. A Kohen who's not doesn't have the proper haircut cannot go into the base of Mikdash. Karua Begadim. All these are counted as separate Yisurim, and the Rambam counts it even shutlin not to do the Avoda. You just walk in Shasu Yayin. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hilchos B'yas Mikdash, Yireli, it appears to me, meaning, right, not based on the source, Shekol Kohen HaKosher LaAvoda. Any Kohen who's kosher, meaning not a balmum, but a Kohen who's kosher la'avoda, im nichnas min ha'mizbeach v'lefnim, if he goes close to the mizbeach, or closer in, v'hu shasu yayin, o shikar, if he's drunk, o parua rosh, or he doesn't have a proper haircut, o karua begadim, kiderech shakar na'lameisim, or he has torn clothing, af al pishalo avad avoda, harei ze loke, malchus. You get malchus for just going in inappropriately. Hovahu roi lavoda v'nichras b'shas avoda minuval kacha v'aryumuza shlo yikanes loke. Boom! Says the Ravid. Amar Avram ze lo mitzasiv el shukushu karav l'mizbeach. No, when he's going to do the avoda, that's it. No, and then the Radvan, Mari Kirkus here has a huge discussion. The Kesef Mishnah v'chulu, is there a separate level of kedusha bein ulam v'lam mizbeach? The Kesef Mishnah here quotes the Ramban, who argues with the Rambam that it's only mishas avoda, agreeing with the Ravid. But that is a discussion of, you can't just go in stam wherever you want to the Beis Hamikdash, especially if you're drunk or b'chus v'gadim v'chulu. That might be a separate isadaraisa. But even b'irikonis, as it's called, just for no reason to walk in, that at least is most probably an iser d'rabbanan. Okay. That the Chinuch also discusses, if you want to look, in Parsha Shmini, and Mitzvah Kuf Nun Beis. Kuf Nun Beis and the other related mitzvos over there. Okay, so now we get to our Gemara that was talking about where there is a need. So Tana Rabbanan again. Hakol nechnasa meichal livnos, lasakin lozias atumah. Anybody can go in where there is a need. U mitzvah b'kohanim. if you have two different carpenters, it's better for a Kohen to go in and out of Yisrael. Because a Kohen could go in here, B'shas Avodah, so even out of Yisrael. Im ein sham Kohanim, nechnasim Levim. If there aren't any Kohanim, then Levim could go in. Im ein sham Levim, nechnasim Yisraelim. And if not, no Levim, then Yisraelim go in. V'idi, v'idi, torin etzmeim lo. But all these people that go in, they should be Tahar and not Tame. Period, stop there for a minute. Question. Levim? Since when the Levim we know are on a different level than Yisraelim, for Meiser Rishon, for singing in the Beis HaMikdash, for locking the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. But what about outside of that? This is about fixing something. So find a Kohen, he does the Avoda. Ask the Mikdash David in the Sefer on Kachim, since when do Levim have any special status outside of Mishorim and Mishoarim? Right? That's the Mikdash David. It's Kasha, right? David Rappaport. He writes in Simen Yud, we discussed this at length, the Mikdash David, we used this at length in Seder Kachim, says the Mikdash David, I understand. V'yesh la'ayin bazeh. Im ein sham kohanim, amay nechnasim dafka levim. D'lachadchila nechnasim kohanim, fine. D'ein zar rashay liknos laheichal shulefnimi mechitzaso. Fine, a kohen is first. Aval im ein kohanim, maishna levim yisraelim. D'bedin iser knisa, regarding the iser knisa to the Beis HaMikdash, lo matzin l'chiluk bein levim liyisraelim. U'mechitza achaz on l'knisa. We don't find any distinctions. And therefore, I don't know, what's this Mishnah talking about? Ah, says the Mikdash David, I found a Rashi. Rashi in Meseches Arachin. Rashi says, on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, in Meseches Arachin. Ein, talking about a Kohen, a Levi Katan. A Levi Katan is not Nichlas Lavoda. L'shem Avoda. He can't, a Levi Katan can't do any Avoda that a Levi does. For example, Rashi says, Kigon L'chabed Es Ha'azara. To clean out the Azara. It's a Mefurish Rashi. Cleaning out the Beis HaMikdash is incumbent upon the Levim. Ula hagifes hadlasos, and to lock the doors. That we know. That's a Gemara. Ela b'shash ha-Levim omdim ala duchan v'chulu v'chulu. Deyaz Rashi l'chabed es ho'azara. Arachin yud gim alame beis. Says the Mikdash Avin. It's mefurish. You see from there. Now this Gemara fits in beautifully. Getting a sheretz out, fixing, cleaning, that is more incumbent upon the Levim. Well, if he's a Asi Shapir, says the Mikdash David. De la hotzi es atum, at the hainu sheretz shenimsa b'mikdash, shukibid v'azara. Dezeh shayach ala vodas ha-Levim, v'zara asur bohen. And that's why you try Levim. And live notes, ula shakein, it's all part of their sheretz. My only question is, he ends off, and this is a classic Mikdash David type of question, going to the nth degree, dealing with the issue. Is there a preference for the Levim cleaning between the Mishorarim and the Shoarim? We know the Levim were split up into two, the singers and the gatekeepers. So is there any preference? He says, V'efshar, Dezu avoda lo nischalka klal, V'rashoi kol Levi la'sososa. Could be that any Levi could do it. There's no distinction. Good. That is the Mikdash David. In the footnotes here, in the Minchas Mordechai, he just quotes, he says, there is a difference, though, because as our Brisa says, if the Levi can't do the cleaning, Yisrael could do the cleaning. If a Levi can't do the other parts of his avoda, like singing and like gates, a Yisrael doesn't do it. A Levi is ma'akev in those cases. So it's not that all the avoda of the Levi is equal. That is an important discussion of the Mikdash David. If you look in the Chashuk Yechemet here, all the way towards the end, the last piece in A Ravin, he says, there was a story, Maisa, there was a Beis HaKnesses, a shul, that the cleaner in the shul couldn't come, and to the Gabbai at the same time, a Yisrael and a Levi came, and they said, we want to volunteer to clean. So he says, you've got to have shas and poskim on your fingertips. He says, the last off in Erevin, Mikdash David, there it is, right? He says, the Levi has precedence in cleaning in terms of the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKnesses, is a Mikdash Ma'at. So you give it to the Levi. Amazing. Halakha L'maisa quoted there. Again, the issue of Levi, the Kedushas Levi itself, is a very interesting topic in terms of what about Aliyos? There are two days in Rashi, in Daf Nun Tes, as we know, two different Minhagim. If a Kohen is not in Shul, do you give Levi the first Aliyah? So one day I said, it's a Rishus. Yeah, you can if you want to. There's no Chiyav. That's what we paskin. It's a Rishus. There is another day in Rashi that says no. Also, you don't give the Levi the first Aliyah, because a Levi's Kedusha only flows from him servicing the Kohen. and being secondary to the Kohen. But if the Kohen's not there, the Levi's Kedusha is paka. They say Reb Soloveitchik was makbid, that if there was no Kohen in Shul, sometimes he made them, he was a Levi, all the Soloveitchik's a Leviim. So he made them not give him an Aliyah, because he wanted them to remember this Rashi in Gittin and Daf Nun Tes. That's what the Talmidim quote. But either way, there's a 2 days in Rashi, in terms of Kedusha Lagabe Aliyah. Good, we continue. So the Tosefta said that this is the order. You always try to have Torah people, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Amar Rav Kahuna, Rav Kahana, Mesai Kani. Rav Kahana helped out the Kohenim. Meaning, we're about to see that Rav Kahana said, a Kohen Tameh is better than a Yisrael Tahar. So he supported the Kohenim. We'll get back to that line. Let's first continue. Tatani Rav Kahana, Mitok Shenemar Ach Ela Paroches Lo Yavo. From the fact that it says that a Baal Mum cannot go do the Avoda, Yilocha Lo Yukwane Baali Mumim Nichnasim Bin Ulam Alam Izbeach. So you might think they can't even go in. La Asos Ritsue Pachim. They can't even go in to kind of fix up the inside, the wallpaper, so to speak, of the Kodesh Kadashim if it needs the gold. Tamalomar Ach Chalek. Ach, the pasuk starts off with ach, which is always an exclusion. They can't go in, but for this, they can't go in. They could go in to fix. Mitzvah b'tzmimim, it's best for a tamim, kohen to go in. V'mein sham tzmimim, nechazim balimumim, balimumim could go in. Mitzvah b'tahorin, it's mitzvah for tahar kohenim, ein sham tahar nechazim tmeim. Idi v'idi, kohenim in Yisraelim lo. But either way, Kohanim come before Yisraelim, and even the diak is, even a Kohen Tamei goes before a Yisrael Tahar. Iba Elohu, what about this case? Tamei or Baal Mum? What about if you have a Kohen Tamei or a Kohen Baal Mum? Which wins? Ezo Meyem Nechnas, which is a bigger Hafka? Rav Chia Barashi Amarav, Tamei Nechnas. First opinion, the Tamei goes in. Tamei goes before. Why? Da Ishki Bavot HaSibur, because after all, Tumma Techuya B'tzibur, or Hutcha B'tzibur, and Avoda Sibur, the Tamei would be able to do the Avoda. Rav Eliezer Omer, no Baal Mum Nechnas, Ta Ishri Bachilas Kachim. Forget an unusual situation of Tumma Hutcha B'tzibur. Every day, a Baal Mum is allowed to eat Kachim. He just can't do the Avoda. Interesting machlo. What's that machlok is about? Maybe it's about Achilas Kachim. How much is Achilas Kachim part of the Avoda? The Gemara says, "Emsachim bailam och, kohenim ochlim or bailam miskaprim." We know that it achieves kapara, but how integral is that to the avoda? Maybe that's what the machlokas is about, or maybe it's about tumah dechuyah betzibur. Right? Different suggestions what this might be about this machlokas. Okay. When the Rambam quotes this idea of the kohenim going to check, he adds something, and the Mishnah in Midos, it's not quoted here in our Gemara. Mr. Midos says that they go down in boxes, right? When somebody goes into the Kodesh, they don't just walk into the Kodesh Kodeshim straight and they can see everything. They're lowered in boxes from the roof, says the Mishnah. V'lulin hayu psuchin ba'aliyah lebeis Kodesh HaKadashim. There were skylights on the top of the Kodesh Kodeshim. Shebahen hayim shalshalin es ha'umanin batevos. They used to lower the craftsmen in boxes, k'dei shalai yazunu einem, beis Kodesh HaKadashim, so that the crew, they wouldn't just look around. So they wouldn't look at the Kruven, they wouldn't look at the Arin. Only whatever was needed to be fixed, that's the only point, that the only area that was open. How often, like who knew? What, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? He just looked around a little bit while he was doing the Ketores. He had other things on his mind. How'd they know things were peeling and things needed to be fixed? Says the Rambam. The Rambam in the last halacha of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Makom Shahaya Ba'aliyah Mechuvan HaKodesh HaKadashim. There was a makom above the Kodesh Kadashim with a skylight. Ein nechnasin lo ela pam achas bishavua. Once every 7 years, they checked. Leida mahut sarek lechazik bitko. They checked once every 7 years to see what was needed to be fixed. And then he quotes the Mishnah. B'shar shal chazim abanon livnos mitzvah shiur nechazim konim tamimim v'chulu. And then he says at the end, they used the boxes. Im ein sham tevos. Let's say you don't have this. Oshiyef shalem shiyasu betevos. Yikansu derek tzachim. Worst comes to worst, you can walk straight in and fix it. But you always try to minimize the visual ability. You always try to minimize who's going. Right? It's all the different deos that are quoted there. Okay, one other ha'ara, and that is the Rabbeinu Chananel here. The Gemara starts off, Rav Huna said, Rav Kahana is being Messiah the Kohen. Rav Kahana is helping out the Kohanim here, because he's suggesting that even a Kohen Tamei comes before a Yisrael Tahar. Rabbi Chananel here makes an innocent, innocuous comment, but it is controversial. Rav Kahana says, Rabbi Chananel, Dikanahu, who was a Kohen. So Rav Kahana, he was named Kahana, right? Many of the name Kahana today is are from Kohanim. So says the Rabbi Chananel, Rav Kahana, he was a Kohen, and that's why he said this. Now, that's why, but by the way, he was a Kohen, and he said the Shita that was supporting Kohanim. So this is not 100% clear. It's probable, but it's not 100%. We've discussed this. The Mishnah in the Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Ches Amad Aleph talks about Rav Kahana, that Rav Kahana took a Sudar for Pidyon HaBen. Right, instead of five slime, he took a certain type of suda or a certain type of handkerchief, and he said, to me, this is worth five slime. So we're not going to get into the issue of ladidi chazili, which is a separate topic. Can you make something that objectively is worth less to be worth more in the eyes of halacha? But Rav Kahana took pidyon haben. Tosfos says, if you look in Maseches Chulin, it sounds like Rav Kahana wasn't a Kohen. So, either you have to say there were two Rav Kahanas. That's the first answer of Tosfos. That's the origins of the Brisker Derech. Two dinim. Trei Rav Kahana Ave. Daf Chesam and Aleph. Or, maybe this is a huge chiddush of Tosfos. Inami Yishlomar. Debishvil Ishto Hayolokeach. He was married to a Bas Kohen. And if he was married to a Bas Kohen, that is good enough to give it to a Baal Kohenes. So that is 2 days in Tosfos, whether that works. We do not assume that. Halacha l'maisa. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says beferish in Hilchas Bikurim that you have to give it to Zichrei Kahuna. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim in the first parak, the Mishnah HaMelech there. Parak Aleph Halacha Yud quotes this Tosfos. Quotes this Tosfos. The Tosfos has a suffix about wives who are Kohanim. But this is a question whether he could have taken it. The big lumdus, there's a lot of lumdus at Pidyon HaBen, but what might be, why would Pidyon HaBen be different than, let's say, other Manas Kahuna? I for sure cannot give Truma to a Yisrael who is married to Bas Kohen. For sure not. Right, a Truma is Bisa B'Shamayim. I can't give a... So why Pidyon HaBen is it different? So it could be, the Ksos discusses this. The Ksos in Simon Reish Mem Gimel discusses... whether you could give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen Katan. Kohen Katan. Right, can you give it to a Kohen Katan? Never thought about it. So, he quotes the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash says, yes. Yes, you can. Why? Because of the principle of Das Acheres Makneh. We know, even though a Katan cannot be Zocha something on a Daraisa level, and that's why the Gemara in Sukkah says you shouldn't give the Katan something on the first day of Sukkahs. But Baal Tosfos throughout Shas, in the beginning of Parapin Sura Moreh, Baal Tosfos say that Das Acheres Makneh, then a Katan could acquire Daraisa. What does that mean? If I am transmitting something into the Katan's Rishus, then he can acquire it. Because I'm basically pushing it into his Rishus, even on a Daraisa level. If he picks something up from Hefker, that's Mefurish. That's only, he only's Durabanan. And you're allowed to grab it from him, Daraisa. Just from Bedarki Shalom, we don't. But if I sell it to him, if I give it to him, that's called Das Acheres Makneh. Says Tosfos, that works on a Daraisa level. Says the Pri Chadash, so too by Pidyon HaBen. If Das Acheres Makneh, I am putting it into his Rishus, so therefore, that works on a Daraisa level. Right, fascinating. The Noda Behuda has a great question. He says, if we see Das Acheres Makneh, why can't a Katan get married? We know in marriage, we have a Kone and we have a Makneh. The woman is Niknes. The woman is Nikneh to the man, and the man is, right, acquires, so to speak, as acquire, the status is changed. So the question of the Noda Behuda is, if a woman is the Makneh and the boy, a Katan, is the Kone, we assume that a Katan can't get married, period. So why not? Das Acheres Makneh. So you have to say, you know, the Noda Behuda says, you have to say it's different. Okay, there are many answers to that question. But either way, the Ksos quotes this Pri Chadash by Pidyon HaBen. He argues on him and says, it's not, Das Acheres is not going to work for various reasons, but the Ksos himself says, I think it's going to work anyway. I agree with your halacha, but not for your reason. I think you can give it to a Kohen Katan for a different reason, and that is because really we're not giving anything to the Kohen. Really, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishamaya kazachu. Mishem demaman kohanim. Mekfar zichze bayam atar lakohanim. Imkein afilu kohen katanami. Kemo bi Yerusha. De islo. Just like a kohen can get Yerusha, because it's automatic from Hashem. So to hear. Vichi kazachu mi detu kazachu. Vichin becham ishlam de ben. Kivan de chobu lakohanim. Imkein katanami. Islai zachia. Important discussion of Exos, but that relates to Rav Kahana, whether he was a Kohen or not. Okay, last section of our Masechta. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, the last line of the Mishnah we said seems to have nothing to do with what we just spoke about, and that is true. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Hechakoi, what's Rabbi Shimon talking about? So we're about to say that the two halves of Rabbi Shimon's statement are referring to two previous Mishnayos in the Masechta. First line of Rabbi Shimon's, he said, that which they allowed, that the Chacham allowed you, is really from you. What does that mean? Hasam Kais, referring back to the last Mishnah in the fourth parak. Titzan, Mishech Shechus LaTchum, remember the case, somebody went to sleep and he started Shabbos, he was outside the Tchum. And he didn't have in mind to be Kona Shvisa anywhere. Afilo Amachas LaYikonis, you can't go in. Period. You're stuck outside the Tchum. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, Afilo Chameshas Re'alma Yikonis. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you have 15 Amas leeway. Why? Because the people who measured the Tchum always knew that people would make mistakes, they would wander out a little bit, so they gave a 15 Amma extension that you're able to go back in. So that's what this line is referring to. The Tanakama says, one Amma out, you cannot go in. Reb Shimon says, you can go in. Right? Because it's from Mishalcha Natnu Lecha. It's really yours, it's really in the Tchum. And therefore, you are allowed those 15 amos. What about the second line, the second half of Rav Shimon's line? Shalhitiru lecha elamishem shvus hecha koi. What is that line referring to? So that's referring to a Mishnah a couple of daf ago. Hasam koi. When we spoke about earlier about fixing musical instruments, kuf beizam a beiz on Shabbos. So Rav Shimon said you cannot tie it. You could only make a bow. That's what Rav Shimon said earlier. So, Tanakama, Tanakama, Koshra. Tanakama says you can even tie it. V'yamalei Rav Shimon, Onva, no. Only Aniva, only a bow. Why? Aniva, delo asil dechiyev chatas, sharvilei rabbanan. A bow, which would never get you an isidar raisa, that you're allowed. Kshira, does dechiyev chatas, sharvilei rabbanan. Kshira, which if you would do it in a permanent way, would be an isidar raisa, the rabbanan did not allow you to do. What is this doing here? Tosfos says, this line had to do with three blan ago. We just waited, because once we were talking about a couple of mishnayas of Mikdash versus Medina, we finished all of those mishnayas, and then we gave Rav Shimon Svara, which was to explain that Mishnah. So it's really going on earlier. Wonderful. Let's make just a couple of other final comments. And that is, why does the Masechta end where it does? Ein Shvus Bamikdash, all of these halachas. It's so a beautiful idea. I'm adding. And that is, Ein Shvus Bamikdash. Why Ein Shvus Bamikdash? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they kohanim feel Hashras HaShechina. And they realize that this is a special place, and they have higher standards there. And they realize it. There's Hashras HaShechina, and therefore there's less worry. Halavai, that's where Erevin ends. The message of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is for ourselves. We have to try to feel that throughout our lives. Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. We're always, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash. We're always in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. The first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, who says, Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. Milos HaTzadikim. And we act differently when we're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to try to inculcate ourselves and recognize that idea of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid as much as we can every day of our lives. They tell the story, separate idea, tell the story, the Chazon Ish, I've seen this in a number of places, the Chazon Ish during the war, he was running, he was in a certain city, and he finished his pirush on Erevin. And right then, somebody comes in and runs in and says, the government is here, they're here, they're checking the papers. Whoever doesn't have those papers, their identity papers, is going to get thrown to Siberia, wherever it is. And the Chazon Ish didn't have any papers. So he started walking out, he was going to go to the forest to hide. But that's where the enemy was collected, and that's where they were gathered. And he says, Ayve, now I'm done. And they don't say a word to him. It's as if they don't see him, and he walks straight into the forest, and he gets out. And he said afterwards, you know why I was saved? Because of my commentary on Maseches Erevin that I just finished that day. Torah was matzila me. That commentary was matzil. Torah was mazad. The Pirush on Erevin was mazaka was Mezaka the Chazon Ish. Just to end off, a lot of Erevin, as we have spoken about, we mentioned this Vart 2 weeks ago, but you have to start and end Erevin with this Vart of the Chedushi Arim. We know, we spoke about all different types of Erevin, Erev Tchum and Erev Chatzeros. So much of Erevin is about bringing Jews together. An Erev Tchum for me to be able to go to the next town. Erev Chatzeros to become one big happy family. So much is about Achtus. So much is about Shalom. And this is what we mentioned. The first pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is giving rebuke to Klal Yisrael. Hidden rebuke from every word. And there it says Chatzeros. That's the machlokas of Korach. Why Chatzeros? Because it says the Chedush Yerim. Because Korach said we should have splits and we shouldn't have Achtus. Kol Aida, everybody's Kaddosh in their own way. He believed in Chatzeros. We believe in Erev Chatzeros. We believe in coming together. We believe in Shalom. And maybe this is also a hidden meaning. Why Mashiach's going to come when we're Osek in Mesechas Erevin, we're Osek in the Halachas of Ben Adam Lachaveiro, bringing everybody together. We should be Zocha to continue to learn many Mesechas together, many Daf and many hours together. Bishalayim Bishalayim Abnuya, Beth Hashem, and for many more years. Just technically, Beth Hashem, we will Psachim. I'm traveling now over the next couple of days. Over the summer, Beth Hashem, I will try to have the daf up the night before. I'm going to be a day ahead. Because, you know, on camp is a little too late for people. I will try, as I did last summer, to have the daf on a day ahead. So it'll be there for everybody who is interested. Just until I get there, it might be a little shaky. Just traveling the next couple of days. But Beth Hashem, by the middle of next week or so, I hope to be on the regular schedule as we start Maseches Psachim. And we'll have to talk about Maseches Psachim. Why is it called Psachim and not Pesach? A lot to talk about. Okay, we will stop here.